any part of that is a kibbutz of the mitzvah's shoot. Every part of that is a kibbutz of the mitzvah's shoot. The Gemara says, Ma'alocha, the Loike HaMishneh, Shoifo shel Rosh Hashanah Kof. The shoifo that they blew in Beis HaMikdash in Rosh Hashanah was Kof. Like our shoifo. Goes with a tchile towards up. Why shoifo shel Rosh Hashanah Kof? Rosh Hashanah kamo dekaif in Yishdaitei tfei nichele. The more that a person bends, the more that a person stelts zu, kamo de kaif in yishdaite, tfei nichele. He's better off. The more that he's misbatel, that he's scared from the ribbono shel olam, that he chaps v'loich al kol ha'olam kulo b'chvoidecha, the more, the better. Shoifo shel yom ha'kippurim poshut, or straight. Kamo de poshit inishdaite tfei nichele. And Yom Kippur is the opposite. The more that it's smooth, it's better. Kivyochel, the job in Yom Kippur is not mainly, to come steer zoichalim v'royadim, like we started the slichas before Rosh Hashanah. Zoichalim v'royadim ipnei boyacho. In Yom Kippur, kamo deposhit in ishdaite itfei nicha. The more that a person will be simple in Yom Kippur, he'll be better off. This is the klal. Why? Because in Rosh Hashanah, the avodah is malchus. While the avodah is malchus, the person has to shtalzu. The more that he believes in the Ribbono shel Olam, the more that the Yom Kippur, the job is really that the whole year will be a different year. That is the job. And the whole year will be a different year. When a person is shtelling tzu, he's coffee, of the world, I'm a nobody. It's a terrible feeling. Of a tachlis, there's no change during the year. A person has to take Yom Kippur to a place where he will change. But when Yom Kippur finishes, he will be a different person. And when Yom Kippur finishes, he will be a different person. That is his job. Kamo deposhit in yishdaitei tfei nicha. So when we start to speak about Yom Kippur, Avada is big in Yonim, the tshuva, b'fnei Hashem titohu. It's a lot of chalokim in the avoda of Yom Kippur. And there's a lot of chalokim in tshuva, charote, kabole. But Chazal say, kamo deposhit inish daite tfei nicha. How much a person will be more simple? Why? Because any person could be mekabel kabbalah in church. All of us do it every year, and all of us fail every year. And the job is to try to do the best. The kid doesn't behave. Comes back home, his teacher calls the parents, you know, he's not behaving. The kid says, okay, I'm promising I'll be a good kid. And 2 days later, again, he puts glue on the chair. The teacher, you know, teacher calls, okay, I'm promising this time I'll never happen again. Okay, after a couple of days, you know, he puts a nail somewhere. And again, the parent, they call the parents, they kick him out for a week, and he promises. So the school says, listen, this is not the point. We want to know how he could assure us that it will not happen again. It says, no, I'm promising it will not happen again. So, what do you do if you're a good mechanech, if you're a good father? Don't yell at the kid. It doesn't help. This kid, you punished him already, older than punished. Yeah? He has black and blue, but you're almost already in jail for him. Yeah? So what do you do? You tell the kid, you figure it out. Tell me, I can't call the school. I'm embarrassed. Every time I tell him, you'll be a different kid. What you could offer that it will change. What you could offer? Mom kid says, I don't know. So you tell the parents, okay, listen, what do you know? Let us know. And stay home in the meantime. We're not upset with you. One day he plays on a bike, the second day he plays ball, third day he gets bored. Figure it out. He says, no, I'm telling you how loud to do it. We can't even call the school with that. He says, you know, maybe make a chart. You know, if I don't behave good, take my stamps away. Every kid has different ideas that he tries. This is a regular kid, a regular normal. But figure it out. We can't call the school. This is Be'etzem, the Yisoid of Tavaris. The Yisoid of the Avoid of Yom Kippur. So what is Kabbalah's Be'etzem? So the way Kabbalahs work, that it could change, all of us in the Kabbalahs. I'll give an example where Rav Shach gave an example of Rav Shach. So the guy, so first is the Yisoid of Reb Chatzko. The Yitzhahor tells a person, so you need to make Kabbalahs? Yom Kippur, Be'ez Hashem. First, not now. It's a big day, I'll start now. You know, I'll start in the beginning of the night, you know, Amish Kabbalah, so I'll have till Ne'ilah. Towards the middle of Yom Kippur. Then Mincha already, he's already, you know, he sees the hot dogs doing davening, yeah. And Ne'ilah, they're rushing ahead, and he's left without a Kabbalah. You know, after Maghrib, I will eat something, then I'm planning for the Kabbalah. Nice thing, he missed the Yom Kippur. So, first is the Kabbalah. And we'll discuss it in a second. Look at Chatzko, the Tzahorah comes and tells you, don't. After you're already with the Tzahorah, and you tell him, no, I need to be Mekabel Kabbalah. And the Tzahorah says, you're in. He can't tell you not. In that moment, the Tzahorah, you know, you young guys, he's already couple thousand years in the business. He sat in the chair and he heard fighting from people before me and from people before me. And he knows the tricks and he knows that he's experienced already with the best vab, with the starkest musr, yeah, with the best speaker. He sat in all these places. And he knows exactly how you work with the people. They hear a good shmuz, for sure. Tell them for sure. You can't argue. Say, yeah, for sure, this year I'm going to change. And he tells you, he thinks you shmir senayim, you have to go with closed eyes. And he tells you, only shmir senayim, and both with eating, no more hotels. And then he tells you, okay, say that, but both with brochas bekavone. Get like a siddur with shivisi Hashem, yeah? Even if you can't get. He says, I have a kavone. I'm a both with kibbut av. To call my parents 3 times a day. Achmona Zandem, I told Shana. The Maestro was me the Shalom you taught. Learn 5 halachas Chafetz Chaim every day. Put it near your bed. Hi, I don't know halacha. We should go to 2 halachas every day. I work with a smother 15 hours a day. Shabbos is Nazir. No, we come to Shabbos early. I'm not carrying, I'm not opening bottles. And it's all that. And that was mit. It's another 4, the mikveh, and does it. And it just puts ideas, amazing ideas. You never thought how good is the ideas that you have. And they mamish like mushrooms. After the rain, they start to pop in your head like amazing ideas. He makes sure when you finish Yom Kippur, it's 500 things in your shopping list. He knows 5 minutes after Yom Kippur is the Nesach. Zok Reb Chatzko, what I do, Ne'ile, I race my Kabbalahs. to be left with three or four and not one more. He said, maybe later you could make second level. You have to do tshuva and every aveira. You're Kabbalist, master Kabbalist, not more from three or four. Again, first the Yitzhahara doesn't let you to find him. When he knows you have three or four good ones, he will convince you that you could manage between 15 and 20. Why? Because he knows, they're for sure. I tell Animal Bochum, it doesn't take an hour to learn Shtark. An hour, it's because of the guys. So it wasn't take an hour, and then if they could, they would do more. Come to the end of the Nazmani, we had an amazing Nazmani. I want to say hour, he's speaking for Shvach, but I'm doing 6 hours a day. The first day of Nazmani, he does the manager. That is his Koyach of the Yitzhak. So the Pchatzko, the Yitzhak in the beginning doesn't let you, but if you're in, he comes on your side. He doesn't even try to stop you. He just gives you ideas. He reminds you how much you have, how much the shnori is for. Gezer, you mamish ganav. You owe so much people money. So what to do? You know, every time you will ask permission, and every guy that you did, you will give back, and you will take your savings. All different ideas. He just shows you and he gives you good ideas. You work with his money, you pay back what you owe. He has all different ideas. Sell points. He has all different. Well, he knows exactly. He knows exactly. Bocher Sheva Halchim. So the Chochmah is to have 3 to 4 master Kabbalas. After you have these Kabbalas, they have to be Kabbalas that you feel that these 3 to 4 Kabbalas will change. The guy thinks to himself, where is his weakness? So, Shach gave an example. I want to use the example just to get to the point. The guy said, you know, I eat places that I don't have to eat. I go to cousins for Shabbos that I don't have to go. I have my issues. Where doesn't go for me? If I will bench every time from a bencher, I will not go to hotels and all that, because that Kabbalah Yom Kippur will chase me in every place that I eat, and that will make me to Mechaven and Kavanah and Brocha and Salah. And he takes on himself, I bench with a bench. So a person came to Rav Shachman. He was Mechabel to bench with a bench. But he was ate in a place that was no bencher. What to do? So what you will tell him to do? So he asked Rav Shach what to do. Rav Shach said, not a problem. Take a paper, write Birkas HaMazon, and read the paper. So the guy said, but I don't know it by heart. He said, so how you apply it to bench? Yeah. But that is not the issue, Rav Shach. That is an old problem. If you tell someone to be Moitzi Le'olim Al HaMichya, he needs a bench. But if he benches himself, he doesn't need a bench. It's mudman. If you bench yourself, there's no one to correct you. So then you need a bencher. You might say, oh, you're a made a mistake. I don't know why. I see Minag Oilam. If you have to be made to someone, anyone needs a bencher. If you're a chazan, you need a siddur. But yourself, and said, it's not the only answer. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Like, some people are talking like that. Most people is the reason they want a siddur because they think they will skip. But why we did not think about this idea to write Birkas HaMazon on a piece of paper? Only Rav Shach thought about it. I will explain to you. Lamazon, you go to visit someone and he's not home and you want him to know that you came, what do? Take a piece of paper and write him a note. The old days, today maybe you send him a message with you. You have to be a Goyen Olam to think about the idea to leave him a note. The mother goes away, she leaves the keys by someone, she writes to the kid a paper. It's a simple thing. Rav Shach, Kabbalah means, I'm not benching without a bench. What if you be in jail now? You can't go out if you don't have a bench. So right away there'll be 5 guys that'll be writing papers in 5 minutes, right? In school, if you have to write something, it's a gemach, everyone writes it, and it works out. If you need a bench to get out of this room, if not, they're locking us up, we'll take one siddur, everyone will copy, then we'll go out. Rav Shach meant, Kabbalah means, I'm not planning the bench without a bench. So right away the answer is I could copy. You didn't think about it because by you, Kabbalah to bench with a bench means, I would really try. So it was never a Kabbalah. Now, I'm not saying that the Kabbalah really has to be like the Eitz Adam Shaf. So you could be Mekabel, that I will bench with a bencher if there's a bencher available. And if there's only one bencher, there's a guy who's benching, I will wait, I will not wait. If I'm eating a minus two, and there's a sitter, if I go upstairs, I have to go upstairs, it's called the... Or even if I go to a restaurant, I have to take the sitter with me. But the Kabbalah has to be a closed box. Clear. A guy, for example, feels that if you don't take on himself now and you smile with your minion, that will change. Shachis is too much, it's not Megea. But Ma'ir, he could be Mekabe. But never to miss. I want to be with a flight. So you can say, Chutz from the day that I fly. What would be if you had better pajamas and you remember that you didn't have a Ma'ir? So no one's going to go to Sol, if you go to the base of Sol, but Boabak, maybe Sheva Shabbos, maybe Lama, what would be if you had to say? So how far are you planning to go? But why I'm saying, Shach explained, the Kabbalah, first you have to find the Kabbalah that will change your life. For example, a guy feels that he will change his tefillahs, uplift him, he will feel like a mensch. He will start to be oily. Another guy feels what will change him is if he will become a shtickle more master. He feels he does good doing his dorm, beginning his man start, it becomes shvach later, ben asadorim he hangs around, ben Shabbos he hangs around. He has to think of himself to finish a masech. Every time when he finishes a masech, so he learns good. So he takes on himself, I have to finish every month a small masech. Or to learn 30 blat in a masech. Some guys, when they take that, it's the worst thing for them. They stop to learn the eel, yeah? Now it's Yogi Baliyav. You see, people say that they open a case of Gemara that they have to catch up. Yeah. Sick, yeah? So for them, it's not good to try to finish on the set. Like us, the Megillah guys, yeah? Before Purim. Same group. So everyone knows what will change him for good, what will change him for bad. A guy feels he the whole time he likes news. I don't know if you know, it's a whole lot of people that like news. You know that guy? Some people like to see it mamish with pictures. Some people like to dial by the shivish numbers that have a koyach to pull you in. Yeah? So it's a koyach. They have a koyach. Every second something is happening. Yeah? Rav Shmuzalman Erbach told us that he was in Yerushalayim when it was the war. It's mamish pikuach nefesh. A long time, it was years, the whole matter of the war. So how he managed to become a Talmud Chacham and not be busy with news? He said he would once in 2 days, for 20 minutes, get the newspapers and read all the news. Monday night, everyone knew, give him the two papers of Sunday and Monday, and he read it for half an hour. Wednesday, Friday, he said, no, it was not able to read after half an hour because it was so old news anyways. Yeah. Sunday it said, maybe it will happen, and Monday said it didn't happen. And the hurricane almost came, and then he went to the left. Yeah. So you read in 1 minute, the hurricane almost hit Miami Beach. Takes a minute to run the whole moon. But it's almost coming, the water is already up, didn't come. So he said, here's the way he saved himself. He said he had choshev friends. Just because they do, and you can't blame it, people were dying. Shalayim was a real war. He said, but what? Nothing happened. He said, they don't know more from what I know what happened in Shalayim. We know the same thing, and the war finished. So a guy feels that really burns his day. Burns his day. He finds himself listening, and again, when you dial again, you have to hear the back of the front. So he takes on himself, I don't listen to you. Now, some guys can't do that, they're too addicted. Okay? And 1 o'clock by night, I'm allowed to call the number. Once a day. I'm not saying that that is the mitzvah to do, but he knows that that could control him. Now, you have to understand, sitting and thinking about that is like shaking a lulav and a esel. This is called doing tshuva. We have a huge mistake. We think, what is doing tshuva? It's also good. But kama de poshet inish. Now, it takes time. It takes real time. How a person has ideas. I'll tell you, like I said it to Gabi Rosh Hashanah, that we're in a microwave generation. The microwave, in the old days, we had to cook something for a couple of days. So you put it in the microwave, 1, 2, 3. And in the microwave, you know, after 20 minutes, it gets cold. Something cooks on the fire, super cooks on the fire, to stay hot for a couple of hours. Not exactly why. I don't know, but yeah. It's the same thing in this one. If you plan your trip, and you have 10 ideas, 15 ideas, you don't decide. When you come closer to Yom Kippur, you really choose the things that you can master could change. And again, not master could change you only, master that you could hold on to. And I could hold on. I'll give another cloud. The guy sometimes thinks not to listen to news, it's too much. Ben Azmanim, I'm allowed. I'm allowed, I like to read comics. Ben Azmanim, I need to read 5 hours comics. I cannot. During this month, I really don't need to read books. I don't need to read books during this month. I would say I will not read books, I will not read newspapers. I like it. Ben Azmanim, I will let myself. As the guy could be, he's not holding there even. Shabbos is allowed to read a mishpacha or one of the friends. Yeah? Achosh v'bocher, ben azmanim he will read it. Shvach v'bocher, so Shabbos he will read it. And he finds himself that every night he reads it. He finishes it, he reads it again and again. Every guy knows where are things. Now, it doesn't mean that all of his life that is the most important thing. But in the present moment, this is the thing that is not letting him to go to the next level. Emotional. It's a guy that has terrible arguments with his parents. And he gets angry every night on the phone with them. And because of that, he doesn't have no yeshiva das. So sometimes it only happens when you live home, not when you live far away from home. Normally then it becomes better. But, so he has to work on not fighting with his parents because he realizes that that just turns him down, drains him up, and it's not happening. Now, another example, I say in Novaldok, I'm an angel in the Altam in Novaldok. So, one of the stories go was a bacher. The old days, they ate tea. There was no food in yeshiva. Here, I think, this food. Yeah? Smell it. Yeah, but there was no food. So you ate by people. And that guy, the people that were masking to give the bacher to eat were the people that did not have the money. The people that had the money, no, we didn't invite, you know how it goes. That's it, it's choshev with people that had money and gave it. Anyways, that this bacher had a family in Russia, modern, secular, and they, you know, they had the money. And they would invite him for a Shabbos meal. And there was really what to eat. You know, when he didn't eat for a month, he would catch up on one Shabbos. But the problem was, you know, it was Meidlach and Dos, in the end, it was not good for him to go there for Shabbos. But he starved, and after a month he would take the invitation. And after the meal, it was shmoozing, it was matzah. Bolsheviks. And every time when he finished, he said, no more again, no more again. And after a month, he found himself again sitting there. He has to do something about it. So he decided he's doing it in the Valdek, they called it a prat. Not like they went to buy nails at the drugstore. After the meal, you know, everyone starts to sit down. And normally, every time he would get up, and they would start to schmooze, and slowly, slowly, he would find himself on the couch, yeah? And slower, more people were on the couch. Yeah, this was like the heavy Shabbos thing. So he ended the meal. Says, I could get a cup of tea. So excited, like, you know, you don't have to pull him on the door, and just, he's available today. So they bring the cup of tea. And they take it to the sheep. You know, he doesn't carry, but no. He said, yes. He opened his bucket and he poured the tea in. It was the last time they invited him. He cut away and he said, Abacher finds, and I'm saying, he's shining good, but his chisaron is, Shabbos is, he goes, he has bad friends and he goes away for Shabbos. And all of his ruchness collapses. He takes a Kabbalah, he's not going away with these guys on Shabbos. And he puts, who is these guys? Sometimes it's Chatzkel, but he's a terrible guy. And sometimes the guys of his old yeshiva. And sometimes it's different guys. And he feels that that is a huge thing by him. That could go into one of the four master companies. And the Chochmah, this is the Avodah Lifnei Hashem Titov. For example, a person has the issue of Shmiras at night. I'd say, you don't have to say, I will close my eyes, you know, I see that you have people, black people are walking around. There's people that no one can see much worse than I, and they cover themselves with black. You never know what is behind them, okay? But I understand these men don't want to see nothing, so they cover themselves. Yeah. So it doesn't mean that everyone has to cover himself. But you know that your weak place, you walk in the street, and that's it. Start to make cover or just make you crazy. But you know, you don't accept meals. Someone invites you to a meal, you ask if there's 7 or 8 girls there. You know your weaknesses. Hashem is not asking you to jump. Pischu li pesach kepitchi shel mach. I don't eat a meal with a 7 or 8 girls. I'm invited, if not you have girls, a different Shabbos. You don't become fafrum, you're not nothing. I don't know, if they tell me it's dogs, I don't come. I'm scared from dogs. So if someone looks at me strange? So you're scared from girls, what is the difference? Same thing. But it was a difference. Both of them bite. One of them happy, one of them has. It's simple. It's a horror tells, you know, Shmiras and I start to think about black. No. Now, some people, it's not the issue. He eats in yeshiva. No one invites him anywhere. He doesn't know how to sing and he doesn't look so represented. He's not invited anyways. It's not his issue. It's not his issue. It's either. So, I'm not saying that. For sure, a person has to fix himself in every area. But this one is called Kamo de Poshit Yishtri. I'm telling you. Especially what random Echetimtzes. Because that is the truth. The most a person feels, he borrows, he never pays back. It's guessing. Now, it's a small thing, but it doesn't mean it's a big issue. Some people, it's a big issue. He's not going to borrow money. He knows he doesn't give back. That's a weakness. If not, Hashem did it. Again, the Chochmah is to choose things that you feel that will uplift you. I'm like, you know what, I will not eat, I will not drink outside the sukkah. This is the month of this year. What it helps. I'm not going to change. The guy feels if he will be ready an hour before Shabbos, he'll be in Besmedrash and learn, the Shabbos will be different. Even if he goes away somewhere for Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos, he has to be ready and learning Shnei Mikol an hour before Shabbos. He feels that even if he goes away for Shabbos, that will already uplift him. So he's holding there. So he managed to catch the whole Shabbos. Then he makes a Kabbalah for learning. Then he makes one Kabbalah for mitzvah. Kama de poshit inish daite tfei lich. That is the key. The avoid of your key. That is the key of the avoid of your key. And again, that is a mitzvah's eser d'oraisa. It's amazing. You can sit in your room like this for half an hour, and it's mamish like Kodesh Shavuot. If you come ready, you can prepare yourself. Then you come to the avodah of Yom Kippur, and I'm saying there's avodas at tefillah, there's a lot of avodas. But you have to know the klal is. The klal in every key, every mitzvah, is when you come to Hashem, for example, Purim, the avodah is simcha. Pesach, the avodah is emunah. Shabbat, the avodah is malchus. And Kippur, the avodah is tshuva. Avad, the tefillah, Hashem never answers no. And it's koyach tefillah, it's all different ways. But the question is, if you have the key. If you have the key, you win. If you look, I'll tell you an example, a story that happened to me yesterday. My father is very, very sick. Surgery, something. Most people, 80% the doctor told me they die. But 20% he could live from the operation. For sure they only told you that after he's inside. But they had to save him. And he passes the operation. His heart stops to work, his lungs. And they think that they need maybe another operation. That operation in this matzah, 2% survived. I want to get a good surgeon. They tell me, the law of the hospital, you can. You came from the emergency room. But don't worry, the hospital is a very good hospital. We'll do the best. When they will decide, 1 o'clock by night, they will do a CT. 2:30 by night, they will decide if it's an emergency. Then even if you want to call someone, no one picks up. So I decided I have to help. I have to help my father. There's no one to talk to. So, Shaul Tzedek has 10 floors. Every floor someone else knows. So I know all the people that know me. So I got all of the donors to call. It didn't help. I asked them to call to say that if they're not doing that, I'm asking them to stop to give money to the hospital. 10:30 already became balagan. Everyone was calling. Yesterday night. The hospital called me and they said, we never had such a thing in our life. It's crazy. No, there's a limit what a person can do. Every second, every guy in the world that I could, I made to call. And every guy from the parliament, I even tried to get Trump to call. It's the only one I didn't manage to get. The only one I didn't manage to get to call. Everyone else. So the guy yelled at me. He said, you think you do so much, it will only work against you. I said, I want to tell you. I apologize. No, I got a bit angry. I lost myself. Also, I'm asking. Yeah. I'm also a human being. I see my father is dying in front of me. I said, I want you to go into the records of the hospital. I said, my wife passed very hard condition. She was in the hospital for a long time. Very critical condition. I said, I want to ask him. I need the medicines that I pay. Hundreds of thousands of dollars that the hospital doesn't pay, they have to get it privately. I said, I want to know if someone called you. I said, all these people didn't call because of my father. They called because of me. You're right. Someone called you once to help this captain and his wife will get a better room? Never. I come like every human being, standing in line. She gets a room with cousins, with all different zachim. Yeah. And she's happy. And we're happy with all. Now we don't try to climb on the wall. We do the ishtadlus and we put another extra product healing instead of another vocal. I said, I have a kibbutz, I have my father. The doctors told me it's 2% that he could survive the operation. So I'm asking that I want now to organize a surgery. I know it's illegally. I'm asking that the hospital will do a rosha for my father. And I'm using all of my connection. You think it's wrong? In 2 minutes. The head of the hospital came down, everything was taken care of. Oh Hashem, then he did not need the operation. Oh Hashem, they didn't have to operate. He's in intensive care, he's the respirator is not awake, but hopefully he will manage to survive. That's for sure. What I'm saying is, if you have divrei tam, they ask him to listen to you, even if you're crazy. If you put all the pull, but it's not because I want to show you this cabinet is wrong. They look at it, I'm showing them. They told me, you want to show the Shaul Tzedek is a shtibble, we're showing it's not a shtibble. It's not a shtibble. Again, when you think, pull the whole yeshiva shabbat, it's not a yeshiva shabbat. We're a proper hospital. It's against, you know, it's against the chashivus, yeah. So I said, I'm not trying to show you I'm strong. When I need it for myself, I didn't call. I have a father. I'm doing it because I'm respecting my father, not to show. In that minute, everything was open for me. You look, I couldn't believe it. Real thing that I need help, I never asked for. I said, when you come, tefillah has a lot of shmuz. You'll hear all different shmuz. Everything has a lot of shmuz. But if you don't come with the ticket, I have a plan how to change. You're missing the boat of your kippur. Hashem doesn't accept the tefillahs. Avada, Hashem accepts every tefillah. You're not coming in the right way. You're not standing there, Hashem, I want to change. By the way, I need a good year, I need this, I need this, I need that. You're not on the team, you're not in the right way. The Aleph base for all of the avoidance of your kippur, the fasting, the bakoshes, the Hashem Hashem, the zgulas, the kapolas, is you show now. Tshuva is huge. To change, to become a malach, it's far. But I'm doing tshuva. So when you start, oh, he's a nice person, he's doing the right thing. So when he begs, they listen to him. When he says Hashem Hashem, they listen to him. But when he's not doing the right thing, then no one wants to help him. And doing the right thing is standing there with a plan of truth. With a plan to change. When you come with a plan to change, the Eretz Hashem will have siyata. Thank you.